Hey besties, welcome back. Wait, welcome back to another episode of Ryan Talks. This is my podcast where I basically talk about whatever I want, and yeah, so here we are. I thought it would be fun to do another episode of Am I the Bad Guy, also known of all. Hello, why can't I speak? Also known as Am I the blank expletive. But this is a family-friendly podcast, so I will not be saying that. So we have changed it to Am I the Bad Guy? This is my second time doing a podcast like this. I really enjoyed it last time. I thought it was really fun. So hopefully you did as well. But yeah, so this is going to be the part two of Am I the Bad Guy? We're on Reddit, and we're going to read through some scenarios and decide if they're the bad guy or not. These are, I haven't read through these yet, so I'm just kind of like scrolling and picking ones that look interesting and reading them with you together for the first time. So let's dive into the first one that I have pulled up. Okay, this one really caught my eye. So, am I the bad guy for refusing to give my neighbor's kids my homemade cookies? I'm very interested in this. Okay, I need some advice because now I feel like the neighborhood villain. I love to bake. Cookies are my specialty, and between experimenting with new flavors and perfecting old recipes, it takes up a lot of my free time. My friends and family rave about them, so I usually make big batches for holidays and stuff. My next door neighbors have two kids, and I guess word of my cookies got back to them. At first, it was cute. I was outside and they saw me, and they'd asked sweetly if I had any extras. I didn't mind giving them one or two. You know, neighborhood friendliness. But lately, they've gotten bolder. They're always hanging around, waiting to see if I bring out a plate. Then the other day, the mom knocks on my door and asks if I'd make cookies for the kids' birthday party. She explained that they were on a budget and how the kids just love my baking, the whole guilt-tripping bit. The second that she asks that and then says they're on a budget, seems like she doesn't want to pay for them, but that's just my thought. It caught me off guard. I mean, baking is my hobby, not a catering service. It takes time and ingredients I pay for. So I tried to politely say no, that I don't really bake for events. She did not take it well. Got this disappointed look on her face and then started saying that the kids would be so sad and I shouldn't have even given them any cookies in the first place if I wasn't willing to do more. That's literally crazy. Okay, I stood my ground, but it got awkward. Now the whole family's giving me the stink eye whenever I'm outside. Did I really handle this wrong? I don't want to be the mean cookie lady, but I also don't have time. I don't have time to bake for the whole neighborhood. You are definitely not the bad guy. You didn't like make them cookies in the first. Even if you did, this wouldn't make this right. But it's not like you made them their own personal batch, just, you know, out of nowhere and give it to them. Even then, there's no reason for them to have the expectation that you are going to keep doing this. But that wasn't even what happened. Like, they just saw you and asked. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely don't have to do that. Like, even if you made cookies all the time, you would, like, that can kind of be a slippery slope. If you, like, start, if you make them for one event, then you might just keep getting people asking you. And if you don't want to do that, like, consistently, then it would probably be easier just to not do it at all. So definitely not the bad guy. I think it's crazy that the mom was trying to guilt trip you into doing it and then being like, oh, we're on a budget. Like, okay, I'm sorry. Then buy cookies from the store. Like, those, that would probably be cheaper than having somebody else, like, buying them from the store would be way cheaper than having somebody else, like, hand make them. You know what I mean? Like, for you. So definitely not the bad guy. I'm curious to see what the comments say. What does it say? Her lack of planning or budget is not your problem. Very true. Very true. Yeah, that's so crazy, actually. Yeah, definitely not the bad guy. And I'm really sorry, though, because now you're having to deal with them, like, being like that. Hopefully they're not, like, going around telling people something that didn't really happen, but that's really frustrating, and hopefully it doesn't last too long of them being like that. And yeah, it's really sad when you, like, try to do something nice for someone and then it becomes like an expectation. So definitely not the bad guy, and I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Okay, this one's short and sweet, but just based on the title, I have to read it because I have an opinion about this. Okay. Am I the bad guy for refusing to give my reserve seat on a bus to a family? Typically you hear about a plane, and that's when I'm always like, come on. but this is about a bus. So anyways, I was on this long bus trip to visit family, and I made sure to book a window seat in advance. Gets me less car sick. Well, this family gets on at the last minute and their seats are all split up. The dad comes over and asks if I'll trade so they can sit together. I said no, politely, and explained why I picked that seat. He got all huffy, started going on about how selfish I was, how their kids shouldn't have to sit alone, blah, blah, blah. It was awkward. I told him maybe he could ask someone else to switch or talk to the driver. He didn't like that, and they kept giving me dirty looks the whole trip. Okay, maybe it would have been nice to help them out, but come on, I reserved that seat for a reason. Am I the bad guy for sticking to my guns? No, and you never will be, okay? This drives me bonkers when I hear about it on airplanes, because, okay, don't get me wrong, I've never really flown. I did once as like a baby, so doesn't really count. I never have as an adult, like consciously sitting in the seat, whatever. So I guess I don't know a ton about reserving seats on an airplane, but when you do, I just assume that all airplanes were like that, whatever. Apparently you like, sometimes I've heard people like pay extra to do that. I really don't know. But if you reserved a seat, you picked it out specifically, you're never going to be the bad guy for saying, no, I'm going to sit where I chose to sit. Like, the other thing, if you're in a situation where it's first come, first serve, also never the bad guy. Because, like, come on. I'm sorry. Like, other people's poor planning is not your problem. Like, it can be hard when you have kids. I get that, especially because, like, you don't want them to be alone. But, like, it's still not somebody else's fault. You know what I mean? Like, do I think that there's something wrong if you do? Like, do I think you're a pushover if you say yes to switching seats with someone? No, absolutely not. I think it would be, it's a nice thing to do, but you're not entitled to being nice because somebody else didn't plan ahead. Like, you know, anyways, those just really bother me. It doesn't bother me that people ask necessarily, because you know what they say, if you never ask, the answer will always be no. But it bothers me when they get the attitude, because you're like, okay, slow down. You're trying to get me to do a favor for you, and now you're like bad mouthing me, like, not going to happen. So you're definitely not the bad guy. And like, would it have been extra nice to do that? Yeah, I guess it would have been a kind thing to do, but you're not being unkind by not doing it, if that makes sense. And it seems like other people are saying the same thing exactly. Yeah, like, it's frustrating that people are like, feel like they're so entitled to things that they're not entitled to. So anyways, moving on. Okay, next. Am I the bad guy for skipping my best friend's surprise wedding? Interesting. Surprise wedding. Okay. My best friend Emma and I have known each other since high school. We've been through everything together, from breakups to job losses. So when she told me she was planning a special event and needed me there, I didn't hesitate to say yes, despite not knowing the details. Emma has always been unconventional and loves surprises. She hinted that this event was going to be life-changing and a testament to love. Given her flair for the dramatic, I assumed it might be an elaborate proposal from her longtime partner, Jake. The event was scheduled at a remote, picturesque location about 4 hours from where I live. The week of the event, my life turned upside down. My dog, who's been my companion for over 10 years, fell critically ill. It was touch and go, and leaving him wasn't an option for me. I was devastated, torn between my responsibility to my pet and my commitment to my best friend. I'm going to tell you right now, this may be an unpopular opinion, but I would cancel pretty much anything if something was happening to my cat. I've had scares where my cat was sick, and she ended up actually was sick. Like, we took her to the vet and got her treated or whatever. And like, I canceled a breakfast with my friend, which obviously breakfast isn't that big of a deal, but like, I would I would cancel. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, also I have family members that would be there. I guess it would depend on the situation. If my cat's like sick, but like recovering, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Or my dog, whatever. In this case, this person's a dog, but like, if they were like recovering or something, you know, I may not need to be there every second. But if something was like really going down, like possibly like, you know, really coming down to it, I'm gonna be there. Like, I can already tell that my cat means so much to me, as much as I'm sure her dog means to her. So That's all I have to say so far. Okay, continuing on. I called Emma 2 days before the event, explaining my situation and how I couldn't make it. She was incredibly understanding at the time, or so it seemed. I thought everything was fine until the next day when mutual friends started posting pictures of the event. It was Emma's wedding, a surprise wedding. That's tough. Okay, I'm still not done reading it, but my thoughts at the moment. Okay, I think it is wrong of the friend to try to seem super understanding if they're not really being understanding. Like, I think they, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't, like, I feel like they should have expressed their thoughts from the get-go. I guess if it was a surprise, they might not want to say that, but, yeah, that's, I just feel like maybe they should have been honest in the moment, like, this is why I'm feeling that way. Like, I don't know. Okay. I was shocked and heartbroken. I would have loved to witness one of the most important days of her life, but the situation with my dog was something I couldn't ignore. Emma, however, didn't see it that way. After the wedding, she sent me a long message expressing her disappointment and hurt. She felt that I had chosen my pet over a friendship and that missing her wedding was unforgivable. Okay, so you did choose her. You did choose your pet over, not over the friendship, over the event. That's kind of a reach. You chose your sick, critically ill pet over some random event that you didn't know what it was. Even if you did think it was like a proposal, the proposal, I would argue, is probably not as important as the wedding itself, because like oftentimes people aren't really like, you don't have a lot of people there for the proposal. I mean, sometimes you do, but I would say between the two, the wedding is more important for like the people to come to rather than the proposal itself. So you were thinking it was a proposal. So I feel like especially comparing the proposal to your critically ill dog. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. And I don't think that you can like be mad at someone and say that missing my wedding was unforgivable when they didn't know that it was your wedding. That's crazy. Like, that's so crazy. That'd be like me like telling my friend like, oh my gosh, I really need your help or whatever, and then they're busy, and then the next day I'm like, how dare you, I got into this huge car accident and you weren't there to help me, and that's unforgivable. Girl, you didn't even know what was going on. Like, that's crazy to say that. Like, how dare you miss my wedding? Nobody knew you were having a wedding. If it was such a, like, I feel like making a wedding a surprise is kind of, oh, I thought someone was pulling into the driveway and I was like, hello. I think like having a wedding being a surprise and then being upset that people you want to be there weren't there is kind of like ballsy. Like, that's kind of crazy of an expectation to hold, because like there are definitely things that are higher and lower priorities to like a wedding. Like if I were to be invited to like a brunch with a bunch of people, and then that same person also invited me to their wedding and I could only make one of those events, like I'm obviously going to try harder to make their wedding than some like brunch. So if you were like between making it to someone's wedding or making it to some surprise event, like you're gonna put more focus on the wedding, but you can't do that if you don't know. And also, your dog was critically ill. Like, I know some people don't value pets as much as others do, but as someone who values my pets more than most things in life because of how much they mean to me and how just like perfect and precious they are, like I totally would do the same thing. Anyways, since then, Emma has been distant. Mutual friends are divided. Some understand my predicament, while others believe I should have made every effort to attend regardless of the circumstances. But why? You didn't know what you were attending. That, okay. Even if you had known it was her wedding, I guess it kind of depends on the critically ill. Like, I could see, like, I, not to be like sad, but like, did your dog, if your dog was like passing away, like that, you, like that's what was going to happen. You knew that that was the outcome and you just didn't know when, and you were just kind of having to like wait it out. That is going to trump any other event because you don't know. Like you know, but it's like, what if you're gone for 3 hours and in those 3 hours you were gone, that's when it happened. Like, I would feel awful if I knew that that was coming and I didn't, you know what I mean? Now, if they're critically ill, but like they're gonna be okay, like they're kind of like recovering, or someone else is like they're critically ill, but they're gonna be okay and they just need to be watched and you have someone that could watch them, then I feel like, you know, you might be more inclined to try and make it work. That being said, I don't think that I just, my pets just mean so much to me. And I have had, at this point in my life, my cat has been more in my life than any of my current friends, like current like relationships have been. I don't have any like super strong friendships since first grade, which was when I got my cat. Like, my cat's been in my life longer than most people, so she means a lot to me. And I don't know, maybe some people would think I'm selfish for that, but like, I just love my cat with so much in me that I would miss big events for my cat. I definitely would. And I also think if your friend knows, I'm left wondering, am I the bad guy for choosing to stay with my critically ill pet over attending my best friend's surprise wedding? Okay, this is my final thought and statement. If it hadn't been a surprise wedding and your friend knew, you knew what was happening, I could understand why your friend would be upset with the fact that you didn't come, because some people don't value those kind of relationships with pets as much as others. So to them, it may not seem like a big deal. So I could see them being sad and upset at the fact that you chose to stay with your pet rather than going to their wedding. I would not feel that way if someone did that to me, because that would just be such a huge deal. Like, let's say I'm getting married and one of my friends is like, you know what, my dog is dying and we are gonna have to put him down on this day or whatever, and it's gonna be during your wedding and I can't come. Would I be sad that they're not coming? Absolutely. Would I have any hard feelings towards them whatsoever? Not a single drop of hard feelings towards them. I would be so understanding. And also, I would be sad, but I wouldn't like put the sadness on them. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't like be like, oh, you have to put your dog down? Well, I'm really sad you're not coming. Like, now you have to deal with how I feel. Like, no, that's crazy. So that's how I feel about that. You know what I mean? I can understand why someone might be sad or disappointed or upset if they value their relationships with pets and animals differently, whatever. However, you didn't know it was a wedding, so all of that goes out the window, in my opinion. Because like I said, a wedding and some random surprise event do not hold the same amount of importance if you don't know. Also, when you called her 2 days before and explained your situation, if she really was going to want you there that badly, that would have been a good time for her to say, you know what, maybe, like, if she knew what was happening, maybe there would be a way she could make some changes or something. So I'm going to tell her, hey, this is actually my wedding. I understand if you still can't come, but I just thought I'd let you know in case that would have any effect on anything. Even that could be kind of a problem. But like, if she really was going to be that upset about it, I could see her saying that. But if she wanted it to be that big of a surprise, then you can't be angry with people. I don't know. I feel like my opinion may not be the most popular one, and I feel like the comments may not agree with me, but I just have a very strong relationship with my pets. And I also, if the shoe was on the other foot and I was the one getting married, I would not be offended. Literally at all. I would be so understanding. It's not even funny. I would be so understanding. So personally, I don't think you're the bad guy. I think, and I don't even know if your friend's the bad guy either. I think your friend maybe didn't handle it well. And I think it's kind of hard for your friend. I think it's kind of unrealistic to have a surprise wedding and then be upset that people didn't come for any reason. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like there are events where people are less likely to put other things on hold to come based on the like significance of things, right? Like, I just feel like they're not the same. like a wedding is not the same as just like, I don't know, like a dinner party or something. I don't know. Anyways, let's see what the comments have to say. Okay. Your friend made the decision to keep the nature of the event a secret. She caused that situation by depriving you from your ability to choose wisely and with all information available. Not the bad guy. Your dog was sick, and in your mind, you were only missing a party. Your friend can be mad at you for missing an event she didn't even inform you about. That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, not the bad guy. Not the bad guy. The pet takes priority. Also, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this person says, you didn't miss her wedding. You missed an unspecified event. That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, this one, not the bad guy, but I do find it strange that she wouldn't tell you that it was her surprise wedding. If I was getting married, I want my best friend there, and I'm sure many others would too. Yeah. Oh, if it was that important to her that you be there, then she would have disclosed that she was going, whatever, she would have told you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it looks like the dog survived. So that's really good. Okay, right here. Not the bad guy. That's a consequence of a surprise wedding. Even if you hint at it, people aren't going to assign it a priority. And frankly, as someone who just lost my own furry best friend, it's understandable regardless. That is so true. Yeah. Okay. I'm actually surprised. I just felt like, I don't know. I feel like some people don't value like relationships with animals as much as I do. Like they mean so much to me, but it's nice that other people do too. I mean, there are people out there that they're like, oh, they're just pets. And I'm like, no, they're my family, literally my whole life. Anyways, we spent a lot of time on that one, but that's just because I felt very passionate about that. Anyways, I'm so glad your dog's okay. At least from what I'm read, it sounds like other people were saying your dog's okay. And you know what, to Emma, sorry. Also, if you've known each other since high school, how old's your dog? If you've known your dog longer, then even more reason that you're not the bad guy, even though you're not, regardless. So anyways, yep. Okay, next one. Okay, next. Am I the bad guy for not making my son give away his second prize? I have two sons, Robbie, 16, and Cameron, 8. Robbie had an awards banquet for his team. The entire family went. Every year, they have a raffle with a bunch of different prizes. I bought both of my sons a roll of tickets each and told them to put in for whatever. Cameron had two things he really wanted, a Lego kit and a remote control car. He basically put all his tickets in for those. There was another boy there, probably a little younger than Cameron, who was running around and around saying that he was going to win the remote control car. Everyone would just smile and say, "We'll see." Come time for the raffle, Cameron won the Lego kit. A few draws later, and he also wins the remote control car. Big ticket winner up in here. When the other little boy's parents explained to their son that he didn't win, he broke down in a huge tantrum where he was screaming and crying. His dad had to carry him out because he was causing a bit of a disturbance. Okay, first of all, as a teacher, you know, kids have really big emotions and it is really hard, but if he's just a little bit younger, he's like 7, that's like school age. Like, we got to kind of work on, you know, the whole not winning everything. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did I read this part? His dad had to carry him out because he was causing a bit of a disturbance. Oh yeah. Okay. I did. We were sitting with two other families at our table. Okay. We were sitting with two other families at our table and one told Cameron he should give the car to the little boy. Cameron said no. Cameron is standing on business. They looked at me for backup and I said it's his choice. I changed the subject. The little boy did return. He came by our table a couple times but didn't say anything. Just stared at the car, which I felt was fine. Yeah, for sure. If someone won a real car in front of me, I would be going over and looking at it too. I'd be like, dang. Wish this was me, but happy for you. Also, crazy, crazy that another family said that. Like, I'm sorry. This is not your child. Like, don't be telling my kid what to do. Okay. Also, I love that Cameron was like, no. Later, a friend of mine said a few others felt Cameron should have given the little boy the car as he already won something. I said this is just how raffles work and it's a good lesson for kids. There are times my sons haven't won things from raffles or similar events. They learned young, it's all up to luck. So true. Keep in mind, I never heard from the parents of this child. I know the mom in passing, as our older sons have hung out a couple of times, but not that well. My husband wonders if we should have just encouraged Cameron to give it away. Am I the bad guy for saying no? No, what? Okay. As someone who rarely wins any kind of raffle-related thing, whenever somebody else wins multiple prizes, it's almost like more funny, because then you're like, hey, I think this is rigged. Like, you make jokes about it. Like, you know, we'll be at an event and like this whole like one table will just keep winning stuff, and we're like, you know, someone better check their tickets over there. Like, we're making jokes, and obviously we're adults, so it's a little bit different. But like, that's okay. You know what that's teaching kids? Let me tell you what that's teaching kids. That is a prime example of teaching a child that if you don't win something, you can throw a tantrum and then you'll get it. And that is not what we want kids to think, because too many kids in the schools that I'm at all the time already feel this way. So the worst thing we can do is encourage it by letting them throw tantrums and then rewarding them with prizes. Like, come on. Definitely not the bad guy. And it's a good lesson for the other kid to learn that they're not always going to win. And like you said, your son, both of them haven't won things, and they've learned that it's all up to luck. Exactly. And it's also like, you paid for the tickets. You know what I mean? It's not like this was just some like free for all and you were like, oh, you know, maybe we'll share or whatever. Even then, like, you still shouldn't have to. But it's like, you physically paid for the tickets, put them in for the ones you wanted. Like, that's just how raffles work. So I already know the comments are going to say not the bad guy. But yeah, that's what they're all saying. Oh yeah, right here says, forcing your son to give up a prize he rightfully won, fair and square, just because some other kid was throwing a fit about it, would have just taught him that he doesn't get to keep his things if someone else wants them badly enough. If that's not the truth, I don't know what is. Okay, next. Okay, I'm kind of curious for this one. Most of them, I just say that they're not the bad guy, but just based on the title of this one, I feel like that could change. Am I the bad guy for calling my coworker's baby name idea dumb and making her cry? Did we have to say it was dumb? That's harsh. Okay. Am I the bad guy? So, my coworker is pregnant with her first baby, and she asked me yesterday about my thoughts on her baby name, and things didn't go well. We work at a hotel that doesn't get much traffic, so there's always a lot of downtime to sit and chat. We're not friends, but since we're both girls in the same age, 23, hey, I'm 23, so I should have perfect insight. We do speak a lot when we're on the same shift together. She asked me if I heard of the name Venus, and I say yes, and she says she's going to name her daughter that, but add an A at the end, so it's Venusa. She said that it's so exotic and unique sounding, right? I said no, it sounds like the already existing name Vanessa. I mean, it sounds similar, yeah. Venusa. I do think it sounds more unique. Venusa. It's kind of like got a little flair to it. Venusa. Okay. She got upset and said no, it doesn't, and that she's asked her boyfriend and her parents, and they all said it's a name that they've never heard of before. I mean, yeah, I agree. I've never heard of that name before. I said that it sounds like Vanessa and that it's kind of a dumb name to give someone every time, since every time they say it aloud, people will call them Vanessa and it will always be misspelled. She started to cry and said, great, people are already insulting my parenting choices, and then I'm being a bleep. And left the shift early. Now our other coworkers have been messaging me saying I'm disgusting for making a pregnant woman cry. Am I the bad guy? I was being honest since she asked me. Okay. She did ask what you thought. And I don't necessarily, the things you said, like if she's asking, well, I guess she didn't ask you what she thought of it. She just asked if you'd heard of it. But I feel like the things you brought up were fair. They're like, you know, it does sound like Vanessa, so people are probably going to call her Vanessa and they're probably going to misspell it. Did you have to say it was a dumb name? That's kind of rude. You could have just said what you said, like, oh, okay. Like, if you really wanted to give your opinion on, like, what you thought, you could have been like, the only thing I see with that is, but, like, not to say dumb. Also, I don't feel like, I mean, like, she did kind of bring it up. I don't know. Also, if she, like, talk to her boyfriend and her parents and they all seem on board. Like, why does she need, like, the validation from some random coworker? No offense to you. Not that you're some random coworker, but, like, you know. So I don't necessarily think you're like the bad guy. I think maybe you shouldn't have said it was dumb. Or, you know what they say, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Like, her baby's name is not going to affect you in any way. So could have just been like, oh, cool, I've never heard of that. Because you haven't heard of the name Vanessa. Vanessa. You haven't heard that name. You've heard of Vanessa. So I'm just saying, could have been handled maybe a little bit better. But that's just me. That's just me. I'm curious to see what other people are saying. You're right that it does sound like Vanessa, and I agree that it's a dumb name. People are just, you don't have to say that. On the other hand, when someone you aren't close with tells you their baby names, you just say, oh, that's nice, no matter how bad it is. That's just common sense. And then someone says, hey, I'm going to name my kid Adolf Hitler. And the comment goes, oh, that's nice. Okay, obviously there are certain names that we should not go by. Yeah. This one says, you could have just said, I hear Vanessa, maybe it's just me, and let her dumb name go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this one says, not the bad guy, but use your head. That's kind of how I feel too. Okay. Let's do one more, I think. All right. Am I the bad guy for refusing to join a FaceTime call with my boyfriend's family? This will probably be interesting. My boyfriend, 28 male, and I, 28 female, typically spend Christmas together at our own place. Now that we live together, it's a Christmas tradition for my boyfriend's family to get together over Zoom, open Christmas presents, and talk about plans for the new year. Basically, kind of have a long distance Christmas celebration with immediate/extended family members. I think it's a nice tradition, and I'm generally fine with joining or participating should I be invited to do so. However, last Christmas, I decided not to show my face on camera because I didn't feel as confident in my appearance. For context, my front tooth had been broken a few weeks back due to a fall that happened while I was vacationing in Puerto Rico. I had been given a temporary crown, but was still feeling incredibly insecure in my appearance as the crown was a different shade/size than my other front teeth. As someone who has two fake teeth, or caps, I do understand that. Because if one of my caps broke, the tooth that's shaved down underneath, I would not want people to see that. So, definitely understand that. Additionally, my hair was a mess from the night before and overall felt I looked a bit disheveled, so I didn't want to appear on camera. I did, however, join the conversation over the phone and overall engage in the FaceTime call, just without showing my face. I thought everything went well and thought my boyfriend's parents and I, have not had the best experiences together, I thought the FaceTime celebration was fun. That was until my boyfriend told me yesterday that he and his family thought it was rude of me not to show my face on the call. I was confused because I didn't see anything wrong with not showing my face so long as I actively participated in the celebration, which I did. My boyfriend, however, thought that in the context of my dynamic with his parents, we've had some rocky interactions, not showing my face on FaceTime was rude and came across as being distant. Okay. I'm confused as to why my decision to not show my face on the call would be rude, especially if I still participated in the conversation. During the call, when his family asked to see my face, my boyfriend told them I didn't want to show my face because I didn't have my hair done and didn't really feel put together, which was true, and I think it's fair and inconsequential boundary to set. They seemed to be fine with it in the moment, so I don't understand why that would be turned into a narrative in which my behavior is seen as rude or distant. Is there something that I'm missing? Am I the bad guy? No, you're not the bad guy. And I think, for one, I just think it's, like, not a big deal, like, if you didn't want to show your face. Like, there's probably a ton of people on there. Like, why are they focusing in on just you? Also, like you said, the reason why you didn't want to do it is because you didn't, feel secure about how you were looking. And you just didn't want to be seen. Like, a lot of people, when they don't feel put together, they feel, like, disheveled, or they feel like they don't look, like, their normal, like, self. They don't want to be seen, or they don't want to go inside the store. They want to go to a drive-thru instead of going inside. Like, I think that's totally normal. Also, like, you guys could have easily had a conversation afterwards, or your boyfriend could have been like, listen, she just chipped her tooth and now she has this, like, fake tooth. And I just feel like the fact that you were talking and participating meant that it wasn't really a big deal. And if they really wanted to see your face, then they can get together in person next time. Because as we know, Zoom is not the best place for wanting to communicate with people. But, like, if that's all you have, that's all you have. But you talked. You communicated. Also, I feel like your boyfriend should have stood up for you a little bit more rather than telling you that in the context of the dynamic with his parents, that it came across as rude and being distant. Did he not know why? Did he not know about your tooth? Because, like, how can he say that when he knows literally the reasons why? Or he should have, like, tried to communicate that to his parents and, like, stood up for you more. Because clearly you were just doing it because you were kind of uncomfortable with how you were looking. So you're not doing anything wrong. It just kind of sounds like, you know, those family parents that just want to, like, be in control. Maybe his mom's, like, one of those boy moms that is, like, weirdly obsessed with her son. And anything you do is going to be wrong. I've been seeing a lot of that online recently as well. So, anyways, definitely not the bad guy. And I'm really sorry. Let's see what the comments say. Okay. They're like, food for, not the bad guy, but food for thought. It was a celebration. Didn't matter to them if you were put together, blah, blah, blah. And it might have sounded vain. Yeah. I just feel like it's not really anyone else's business, though. Because then they're like, you have a right to your boundaries. And they're like, this is a family celebration on Christmas morning. Generally, nobody's put together. My thought with that, though, is that if you're saying that, like, oh, it's just family, you should be comfortable with them, if there's probably a reason that you're not. You know what I mean? There's probably a reason that you're not comfortable with them seeing you that way. Because maybe in the past they haven't been nice about it. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. They didn't even know the other, like, no one mentioned the thing about the tooth. Like, that's definitely more uncomfortable than other, like, just your hair not looking good, I feel like. So, oh, right here. If I felt like the call would have been a judgment-free zone, I wouldn't have cared how I looked. See? What did I just say? There's a reason she didn't feel that way. Not the bad guy. I think it's weird that they're trying to make you feel bad for not breaching a personal boundary that you have every right to have in place. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, BF is a bad guy for this guilt trip, and if his family cares so much that you join the call without showing your face, so are they. Yeah, I just think it's, like, not a big deal. This gives me work meeting vibes. Like, not good meeting, work meeting vibes. Huh? You're the bad guy. Kind of. I'm assuming from the post you guys have been together for a long while now. Blah, 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 blah. Family should come first if they are close and you plan to keep the relationship for a long time. You were there. She was there. No. This person is so not right. They also said, I would recommend just calling his parents and apologizing and explaining your side that you were just feeling insecure so they don't get the wrong idea. Communication is key. Communication is key, but you don't have to tell people, you don't have to apologize for having boundaries. You did communicate. Your boundary was that you weren't feeling confident, so you didn't want to come on there. That's you already said that. So these people, like she said, like, if she felt like it was going to be a free, judgment-free zone, then she would, it would have been different. That's so annoying. You're definitely not the bad guy. Don't listen to these people. Anyways, I think we will call it there. These were some good ones today. Nobody was really the bad guy. I can't remember how many bad guys there were last time. I think maybe like one. Not even bad guy, more just like different ways to handle it. But I could be wrong. I might not remember. Anywhoosies, I really enjoy doing this, so I probably will continue to do it. But I'm going to try to keep them spaced out enough so that I'm not doing it every single day or every single week. But let me know if you enjoy them or if there's any other Reddit threads I should dive into. So, yeah, be sure to let me know. But I think that's everything. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. You can always feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram, RyMead3, if you have any feedback or anything you want me to talk about or anything like that. So, yeah, but I guess that's all. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.